Russian forces headed east. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Satellite imagery shows an 8-mile-long Russian military convoy headed toward the Donbas region of Ukraine, suggesting a change in strategy.
We expect this stage of the conflict could last a long time, and we should have no illusions that Russia is going to adjust their tactics and make them less brutal.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki, Russia's defense ministry claims its missiles have destroyed Ukrainian ammo depots near Khmelnytsky and Kiev. There's no independent confirmation of that. America's top diplomat meeting virtually with his Indian counterpart on Monday evening.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said India has come down against violence by Russian troops.
The killing of civilians in Ukraine, calling for an independent investigation of these atrocities.
But India has been criticized for not directly condemning Russian President Putin. Minister of External Affairs Jaishankar says India's position at the UN and elsewhere has been clear.
We are against the conflict. We are for dialogue and diplomacy.
While India is contributing to humanitarian efforts in Ukraine, President Biden earlier expressed concern about India increasing purchases of Russian oil.
Fox's Grinnell Scott, the State Department ordering non-emergency staff members at its consulate in Shanghai to leave the city, which is under a new COVID-19 lockdown. The government releases its latest report on consumer prices a few hours from now. Economists are expecting the numbers will show inflation continues to run at a 40-year high. The administration already blaming rising prices for food, housing, and gasoline on what they're calling the Putin price hikes. Wall Street anticipating the Dow lost 413 points yesterday. Today, NASDAQ dropped 299. Early morning Dow futures are trading about 160 points lower. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
President Biden announcing new federal rules Monday to make it easier to trace guns assembled from kits.
To combat their use, the White House is expanding what it means to be a gun. In the new regulatory changes, the rule changes the current definition of a firearm under federal law to now include unfinished parts, like the frame of a handgun or the receiver of a long gun. Those parts will now need to be licensed and include serial numbers. Opponents, including the Firearms Policy Coalition, are threatening to sue the government. Writing in a statement, the FPC legal team is evaluating the final rule for litigation options and will be seeking plaintiffs in the near future.
Fox's Kevin Cork in Washington. Relatives of five of the eight people who were shot and killed last year at a FedEx warehouse in Indianapolis by a former employee now suing FedEx, accusing the company of negligence and failing to ensure a safe workplace. A lawsuit in federal court contends the company knew or should have known of the gunman's potentially violent and dangerous propensities. A Florida woman is accused of turning a dryer into a weapon for an assault on a 4-year-old.
The Todd telling investigators 35-year-old Amber Chapman put him inside the dryer with some towels and that he went round and round. The boy telling police Chapman opened the door at one point in the cycle and then closed it to resume the tumbling. The boy was taken to the hospital with bruising around his eyes, ears, shoulders, and lower back. Chapman was released on $15,000 bond. She faces a first-degree felony charge of aggravated child abuse. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
Legal sales of recreational marijuana could begin early next month in New Jersey. The state has approved seven medical marijuana companies to begin recreational sales after voters approved it more than a year ago as a way to boost New Jersey's economy and create new jobs. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.